Some news out of the White House. After just 1 year in the job, Bill Daley, President Obama's chief of staff, is stepping down.
Last week, my chief of staff, Bill Daley, informed me that after spending time reflecting with his family over the holidays, he decided it was time to leave Washington and return to our beloved hometown of Chicago.
Second chief of staff to go back to Chicago, Bill Daley, of course, replaced Rahm Emanuel. Daley will be replaced by Budget Director Jacob Lew. Joining us now is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, good morning.
Morning, John.
So what's the backstory here? Not that we know it at any point. It really sounds like Bill Daley became frustrated with a very difficult year in Washington.
He may have, and there were a lot of people frustrated with Bill Daley. That's definitely true. Bill Daley, you said about a year and a couple of days, and that's as long as he lasted, tendered his resignation actually more than a week ago, a little while ago with the president, and it was initially rejected. And then you heard the president say that Bill Daley went home over the holidays and decided to insist that he step down. This time his resignation was accepted. Bill Daley may have been frustrated. There were a lot of people on Capitol Hill especially who were frustrated with him. Remember, Bill Daley was on point for some really difficult discussions. Debt limit, spending, government shutdown, all of those, Debt Reduction Act, all those big things that went down on Capitol Hill, most of which failed. Bill Daley was in there. He was supposed to be outreach to business, a friend to business. He came to the White House from J.P. Morgan, not just Chicago, but from J.P. Morgan, was supposed to be a person Republicans could talk to, a business-friendly person that Wall Street and corporate CEOs could approach because they were convinced the Obama White House was not friendly to their interests. Well, that may have been nice for Republicans and for some of the corporate CEOs, but Democrats sure didn't get along with Bill Daley. John, let me read you an email that was sent to me from a senior Democratic aide yesterday afternoon when I shot him an email and said, "Hey, Bill Daley's gone. What do you think?" He said, "Folks up here will view Jack Lew, the new White House chief of staff, as a big improvement. It's hard to see Jack Lew making the same mistakes his predecessor did." That's coming from Democrats on the Hill.
You know, I had a conversation with Richard Daley, Bill Daley's brother, the former mayor of Chicago, and we talked a little bit about what his brother was doing. And, he didn't betray any details or anything, but there was more than an eye roll when we got into the discussion of how, well, at least in Richard Daley's view, dysfunctional Washington is. And then he just made a comment, it mows everybody down. And there's a real sense that you can't attract people to this kind of position unless they're already a Washington insider.
Bill Daley probably experienced a lot of that frustration. I know from the perspective of Capitol Hill, he was viewed as arrogant and inward-looking, unable to make a deal, and unable to uphold certain political imperatives of Democrats. That's for sure from people who thought he should have been negotiating on their behalf.
You know what's ironic about that, Todd? That's also a criticism from some to Barack Obama.
Sure. Sure, it is, and that may be the extension of the criticism. Bill Daley may have been the embodiment of that. The new guy, Jack Lew, the budget wonk in chief. He's not a political guy. The campaign's being run out of Chicago. There's only a couple of must-pass things with the enemy Congress this year, and they're all budget and money matters. So that's Jack Lew's area.
All right, and we'll be watching. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, the replacement for William Daley as President Obama's chief of staff, Budget Director Jacob Lew. Thanks, Todd.
Pleasure.
Back to that same old place, sweet home Chicago. Do it again. Come on, baby, don't you fall ago.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.